Good morning, a Friday morning. You made it. And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But first, we get out the banjo and head to Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs.
The Berkshire Ramblers tonight at 8 o'clock, cafelena.org. What I'm looking forward to is not only the performance and having fun, which we always do, celebrating Pete Seeger and the Weavers and the kinds of songs that we sing, but also I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you out there who really do love WAMC and who love the kind of genre that we're celebrating and who will join us tonight. I'd love to see you. I'd love to say hello. And one of the greatest parts of Pete is that on the original Weavers record, Michael rode the boat ashore, and he says, if your neighbor's looking at you peculiarly, just kick him in the ribs and get him singing too.
It's an old-time hootenanny up at Cafe Lena, cafelena.org, 8 p.m. tonight for the Berkshire Ramblers.
We'll be there.
Well, we wrapped up the House impeachment hearings. Quite the testimony this week, Alan. Witnesses yesterday warning that conspiracy theories advance Russia's agenda as they divide Americans. This is Fiona Hill, Russia expert, seemed to broaden into an embracing examination of the insidious forces, including the spread of conspiracy theories infecting American politics. We also had Mr. Holmes testifying yesterday, had quite the go-round with Congressman Jordan. Your thoughts on what's transpired this week and yesterday, of course.
Well, David, I think there's a body of evidence now that is quite clear, and it says that the president did try to bribe Zelensky, saying you could do us a favor. And the president of the United States asked for a favor, and the money has been suspended. 2 and 2 makes 4, as we have been saying. Now, the money came back, but as has been said over and over again, if you were planning a bank robbery and you didn't do it, still a crime. If you were preparing for it, come on now. They've got this guy dead to rights on this issue. There is only one defense, and in the end, we see them continue coming back to it, and we know that the president doesn't like it, which is, okay, maybe he shouldn't have done it, but it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. What? You mean if you tried to have Joe Biden lose an election by having a foreign leader interfere and get involved in it? It's not as serious as anything you could possibly say because it rises to the point of our national elections and their viability. We know that Dr. Hill said, which was so interesting, she's the real expert on Russian affairs, that no, it wasn't Ukraine which was interfering in our elections, the latest thing that these guys are saying. It was not. It was the Russians. We all know it was the Russians. The security agencies have all said it was the Russians. Come on. And from the very beginning, Donald Trump has been saying, I love the Russians, telling the Russians, I fired Comey, that should put an end to the Russia thing. Come on. It's going to be very interesting because now that Schiff has done such a wonderful job, it now goes to the Judiciary Committee, and they're going to have to come up with what exactly is impeachable. And they may add a few of their own based on the fact that the president has not allowed anybody to come and testify. Now, David, on top of all of this, there's going to be a Senate trial eventually, and they're going to get this thing done probably before Christmas. And the White House counter narrative now is the president looks forward to this. We're going to put everybody on the stand in that trial. We're going to put Hunter Biden on. We're going to put Joe Biden on. So they're coming up with a strategy, which is we're going to have a hell of a trial, but we want a short one. Of course they want a short one. So they're going to put a lot of people up to testify, they say. I doubt we're going to see that, but if they want to, they can. Look, I think that this whole thing presents a huge danger to the Republicans because they are not moving, they're not doing a thing to protect the American people in all of this. So what's going to happen is there are going to be people in these key Senate Republican races that are really going to be thinking about what they should do. We saw that the president invited a whole bunch of Republicans, some of whom might vote against him if the right circumstance came, and brought them to the White House and gave them whatever he gives them. This is a president who is quite worried about what's happening, and you can see it in his face when he says his remarks and looks at notes, which is very seldom happens with this guy. So from where I'm watching this, the Republicans come out of this really damaged. You listen to Fox, and a lot of people do, not so. But if you listen to public radio, public television, look at CNN and MSNBC, he's in real trouble.
Playing devil's advocate for a minute, but won't it be a big Christmas present, Alan, if the Senate has the trial and if they get the 51 votes and he's acquitted and then he can say, look, I didn't do anything wrong, I'm acquitted.
You are playing the devil's advocate, but you are not the devil. You are exactly right, David. That's what's going to happen. The president's going to say, look, I was acquitted. Now, everybody knew that was going to happen from the beginning. But this information and these trials have been quite something. And the Republican congressional behavior in them has been nothing short of outrageous. Representative Jordan, Representative Stefanik, I think they put themselves in danger. I know somebody who said, I'm sending $25 to whoever's running against Jordan. This is very problematic because the purples are watching. The Republicans, to a person, are standing tall and saying, we are not going to convict this guy no matter what happens. But the purples are the ones who are going to be voting in these Senate elections. And I think this whole thing has led to the point where the Senate may flip.
Let's take a turn and head to Israel, where we see the AG there. It is my duty by law to indict Benjamin Netanyahu. The indictment will significantly impact the ongoing efforts to form a coalition before December 11th, when the period of 21 days expires.
Look, David, the Israeli thing is quite a mess. Gantz, the opponent, cannot form a government. Netanyahu can't form a government. Now Netanyahu has been indicted. So there's very few things that can be done here. Unless somebody gets off the dime, they're going to have a third set of elections within 1 year. I think the indictment of Netanyahu may change some votes, and that may stand well for the Gantz party. Maybe, but right now, it's quite a mess.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. If I had a hammer, I'd be heading up to Cafe tonight.
Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting all the WAMCers who are going to come out and buy a ticket and sing with us, because that's what it's all about. It's all about fun.
I had a hammer.
Well done, David. Well done.
A hammer in the evening, all over this land. Hammer out danger, hammer out danger, hammer out a warning. Hammer out love, hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, over this land. If I had a bell,
if I had a bell,
ringing in the morning.